This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Normally, he's kind enough to join us at 3:30 on a Thursday, but seeing as though we had a shortened program yesterday to make room for the Sox in their big 5-3 extra innings game, he was kind enough to bump down a day. So therefore, it is a pleasure now to have with Ted Johnson and Miss Megha Donnellini from NBC Sports Boston, our pal, the great, almighty, and powerful Tom E. Curran, joining WEEI Afternoons. Tommy, how are you, guy?
What a tremendous introduction, Fitzy. I appreciate you. How's everybody?
least I could do, my friend. Tommy, side note, I know you don't want to ever do too much grab-assery at the top, but knowing how much you love golfing, knowing about the simulator and everything else, how much do you love Masters Weekend?
I adore it. And, you know, got myself into a nice little pool. Yep. Where you pick seven golfers. They're all in different tiers. Five of their scores count. And I was rocking steady atop the leaderboard yesterday because I had Scheffler, I had Rose, and I had my guy Corey Connors, and I also had Maverick McNeely. No one needs to hear all this, but
that's okay.
You know, we've taken on water a little bit on day two, but we're going to bounce back.
Very nicely done. And of course, everybody, Tom E. Curran is kind enough to join us thanks to sponsorship from Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Tom, one thing I know everyone around here gives a poop about, there you go, killer segue, no worries, is the draft that's coming up mercifully in but 13 days' time. And I know all of us can't wait to get there, but as we get tired of like the mock drafts, I saw something earlier today. I just want to see if you could get a little, maybe a little intel on this one. Somebody tweeted at Bedard and said, hey, you keep alluding to a blockbuster trade the Patriots could make. Is it something you're speculating on, or do you know for a fact that they're big game hunting? And Bedard actually tweeted back at him a couple hours ago and said, I know. So I ask you, mm-hmm. Tommy Curran, you're a pretty plugged in type of guy down there in Foxborough. Do you know anything or you know get an idea of maybe a big trade?
I know that they're anxious to make moves still, and they have a ton of cap space. No one has said to me, hey, we're looking to make a giant trade here. but in my experience, that's not really how it works. But given the landscape and given the fact that they have stated publicly numerous times that we're going to try and explore everything to get our team better, then I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. So I would brace for that. And I mean, the bottom line, though, is do you want to make a trade to make your team better in 2025? Or do you want to have the fourth overall pick and make your team better in 2025 through 2030? You know, I mean, honestly, if it's a trade that involves the first round pick and doesn't involve a whole hell of a lot coming back except another first round pick and a player, you know, I can see it. And I'm just, you know, spitballing here because I didn't expect to be talking trade off the top. But I just think you need to find really good players who are young and on their rookie contracts. So trades are awesome. That's great. But don't piss around with the fourth overall pick. Get a good player who you can plug next to Drake May, hopefully, whether it be a tackle, tight end, running back, wherever you want to stick them, and just say, you guys are good for the next 6 years, okay? Good. Bye.
So, Tom, you've been exploring the possibility, as you mentioned, tight end there, of the Penn State tight end, Tyler Warren, and whether that's something that the Patriots might be interested in adding, whether he's somebody. What's your sense of that as we sit here a couple weeks out from the draft, and what kind of fit do you think he would be with the Patriots?
The reason I keep coming back to this, Mego, is they went bananas on defense. Carlton Davis, Robert Spillane, Milton Williams. They still haven't done very much on offense. Obviously, we all know that. So what are they going to face on draft night? If Abdul Carter's there, it seems as if you almost positively have to take him because he and Hunter are the two best players in the draft. But if you're looking at, say, Walker, the edge player from Georgia, and Will Campbell and Tyler Warren, the best player among those three, generally on every big board, is Tyler Warren. Now, he's mocked to 8, 9, 10, 7. But I'm looking at it as, okay, you don't have necessarily a wide receiver that draws coverage. You do have Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper, and that's terrific. They're both 31. If you can get a tight end who, you know, had 104 catches to 1,200 yards last year in college, 6'6", 250, is a factor in the blocking game, runs after the catch, wouldn't say poof if he has a mouthful in terms of an individual. Doesn't even have social media.
He has such a way with words, Tom.
Thank you. That was one of my mother's old sayings. So I would say that is the kind of fit that you want to surround. If it's important for the Patriots guys to surround Drake May with players that they can rely on, that they know what they're getting, and they need to do that at four, why don't you take a stable guy who can help him, not just this year, but in years going forward as well? And that's why I think Tyler Warren, I mean, he is the fourth, him and Genty are the fourth and fifth best players on virtually every big board in terms of best player available. So take the best player.
I sign off on that as well, Tom. Vrabel, you know, the offseason workouts started this past week, and Vrabel made a speech to the team. And, you know, a lot of people have just kind of weighed in on the tone and tenor of that speech. I'm sure you've heard it by now. Any thoughts on just what his message was to the players and overall, you know, just your thoughts on how he addressed the team in that video?
I think it's interesting, Ted. He just keeps circling back to the point of putting the team first. And that sense that we got, even when Teddy Bruschi talked months ago before they made any moves, we're going to remove the Patriots need to remove that sense of entitlement in the building. And that's something that Vrabel said. And that's something we've seen a number of moves that the team has made to move on from people, whether it be a trade or release. So even if you're a good player, and even if you've been a big contributor and somebody who was a great leader here in previous years, they might be looking at it and say, you're a very good leader. You've been a good player. The team is 8-26 over its last 34 games. So if you believe that your position is safe here because you're one of the five best or 10 best players.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
On an 8-26 team, sorry, that's not the case. I really think that he wants everybody on a clean slate, regardless of who you are. Improve yourself. As Bill used to tell you guys, establish your level every single year, regardless of who you are.
Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, I ran into a tweet somebody posted a couple hours ago, Dan Kelly. In 89, the Packers, speaking to the BPA principal here, Packers took Tony Mandarich 2 overall. Next three picks were Sanders, Derek Thomas, Deion Sanders. 2004, Raiders reached and took Robert Gallery at 2 overall. Next three picks, Larry Fitzgerald, Phillip Rivers, and Sean Taylor. Point of this tweet, get the best player available. So I couldn't agree with you more on that front. Like, you have to stick this pick. You can't futz around with this one. Don't play with your food. And speaking to doing whatever the team can do to make Drake May as happy as possible, do we feel now that the Joe Milton dust has settled, that the deck and runway are appropriately cleared for him? Are everything good back in the wide world of developing Drake and him taking over?
Yeah, and I think that there was a lot of air and energy expended on a guy who was a sixth-round pick, who was traded to return a fifth, and you had to give up a seventh to even do that. So I'm all set on Joe. I mean, God bless him. Hope he does well and gets and realizes everything that he wants.
Tom, looking ahead to the draft again, do you feel any level of concern that they have left so much of the offense seemingly up to the draft, unless there's a dramatic trade that happens in the time in between or after that, or they pick somebody up that becomes a free agent? You're really mm-hmm. looking at filling especially the left tackle spot in that draft, and it's an area that they've futzed around with for the last couple off seasons.
That's where the trade perhaps can come in. You know, what do you give up your second round pick for a younger left tackle? And I, again, spitballing, I don't have a candidate in mind, but you know, we started out talking about conceivable trades. If you're going to look at Will Campbell at number 4 overall, and most people look at him as a little bit better, maybe worse than Membu, still a top 12 prospect, but with some mitigating circumstances regarding arm length, brilliant character, tremendous production, but that mitigating circumstance, do you look at that and say, you know what, that's too much of a dice roll. If it doesn't work out, he's a guard, and we're still back where we were. So maybe you do go best player available, whether that be Jalen Walker, whether it be Tyler Warren. I don't think anybody's going to be trading down. I just don't. I think you can throw a blanket over those teams, over those players from about 4 to 20 and say, whatever you want, you should take it, because they're all pretty much the same level. But if you go ahead and take the best player available at 4 and you don't feel comfortable about how you're going to fill left tackle, whether it be the kid Josh Connolly from Oregon or whether Josh Simmons from Ohio State, who had an injury, the Patriots could try and angle to get him late in the first, then maybe a trade would make the most sense. But you can't come out of the draft without those two positions addressed, in my opinion, and then probably in the opinion of everybody sitting in front of a radio right now, you three included.
Hey, Tom, just one more question from us. Just I don't know if you read Shaughnessy's article today, but he just talks about he read the Bill Belichick's book that comes out soon, The Art of Winning, and he just kind of mentions in there in the 80,000-word book that Bill Belichick never mentions Robert Kraft, never, not once. And I just think that's ridiculously unfair. Do you have any thoughts on that subject at all?
On Bill's not mentioning Robert or on the book?
Yeah, on Bill not mentioning Robert, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I think that Bill's way of operating is... Ted, you know it better than me. I mean, there are days where he's going to be engaging. There are days he's going to act as if you are not even on the planet, the same planet with him, if you were in an elevator. And that's for a normal person. For somebody for whom he probably has some animosity at this point, Robert, then, and I think it's animosity certainly built up since last January when they parted ways. I do think that Bill probably would have gone off into that good night last January, but that was unrealistic to expect that to happen. I think as time evolved and the chess pieces kept getting moved as to we had to fire him, you know, Robert using that term, and just all that has transpired since, where, you know, the Patriots and Robert Kraft, they really didn't let sleeping dogs lie, which I don't blame them. There's a reason the team has gone 8-26, and a lot of it, I would say 78% to 85% of it, rests at the feet of Bill from, you know, 2017 to 2023 and where the team went under his guidance. But I'm not surprised that Bill kind of looks at Robert as persona non grata, which will be fascinating if and when it comes time to put him into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And what the mood will be then, that'll be a dead fish handshake if you haven't seen
it. Oh, boy. I'm already uncomfortable thinking about it. Tommy, appreciate the time as always. I know Ted said last question, but I'll just throw you a singular answer one. Obviously, this week, Patriots Hall of Fame nominees came out. Mankins, Edelman, Vinatieri. Do you like the class, and who you got?
Oh, yeah. I love the class. And I think that Adam deserves it more than anyone because of what he represents, what he accomplished, the fact that he is the greatest kicker in NFL history, even though a large portion of his time was spent elsewhere. I remember in 2005, I was in the Kansas City Chiefs press box talking to some of their writers because there was only one kicker. I don't know if Stenerud was in the Hall of Fame yet or not, but I was doing a story in 05 as to if Stenerud gets in, would Adam Vinatieri be the next guy? That was 2005. He went on to play for however many years afterwards.
Yeah.
So to me, I think Vinatieri would be the really easy choice, but you get three guys who are eminently deserving, and all will get in at some point.
Absolutely. Hopefully they'll save a red jacket for you as well one day, my friend. At Tom E. Curran on the socials if you want to follow him, NBC Sports Boston on the TV and NBCSportsBoston.com. Patriots Talk Podcast. Tommy, have a great weekend. Good luck with your Masters pool. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Enjoy.
Have a good weekend.
Cheers. You too. Tom E. Curran here joining us on WEI Afternoons. That ran a little long, so we're going to pay some bills. When we come back, let's react to some of the things Tom said. Keep the Patriots dialogue going here with Dan, with Stiz, with Ted, Mego, Fitzy, and you on WEI Afternoons.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.